I'm going to play this Hillary clip where she said that I say 9/11 is an inside job. No, what I said was the Saudi Arabians, the globalists, are basically funding radical jihad. They're letting these attacks take place. They're using that to take our rights. That was in the news at the time. They then translate that over that I'm saying George Bush had a plunger like Wile E. Coyote blowing the building up.
9/11 was an inside job?
Yes, 9/11 was an inside job. It was a staged event to launch the Iraq war and to set up a domestic police state here in the United States.
You get into bombs in Tower 1 and 2, in 7, absolutely. We don't know who did it.
The players involved in 9/11, and we know U.S., British, and Israeli intelligence are all merged at the hip, so all three groups know what really happened.
I didn't say America did it. They always said, oh, you say firefighters blew it up. No, criminal elements, we don't know what happened. We just know we're being lied to. So
from high-level government inside sources and publicly available facts, we now have a very clear picture of how 9/11 was carried out.
And we don't know all the exact details, but we know there was a stand down. We know Saudi Arabia ran it.
I was the first to expose 9/11 on the day. In fact, 2 months before, I had intel that elements of the military-industrial complex were going to carry out the attack. I said they'll use bin Laden, the known CIA asset, as their patsy to take the blame for attacking.
I believe radical Islam exists. So do I. I'm saying they attacked us.
It's about Pentagon documents saying they wanted to carry out these attacks and blame it on foreign enemies.
It's that the media misrepresents what I say about it. I believe Islamic terror and radical Islam is one of the number one threats on the planet, probably number one.
And it's true that our government founded Al-Qaeda.
Because I had some family that did stuff for the CIA. Because my dad, he was someone who would do medical procedures on high-level CIA people.
Whenever I go to a family reunion, people in the room are former retired CIA.
My dad's family, they've got like 7 Silver Stars and stuff like that, but it's all classified. Some of the highest decorated people in the country. I was recruited by Patriot elements inside the shadow government.
Hooked up at the Psych Warfare Center run by the Pentagon at UT. I'm not even supposed to talk about the fact I've been let in there repeatedly.
These guys were like colonels in the Army and Air Force generals, and I'd go to these meetings when I was like 18. With the former Marine Corps 3-star general or a former 3-star Air Force weapons head, or, you know, and they're like telling you this stuff, and you're like, what? And they're like, listen, they tried to recruit us. You're going to have to get ready. I remember being 4 years old with like an FBI agent and an Army colonel and all these people at my dad's house. And they're all sitting around the table talking about this and how do we beat it. And just all these decades later, 40 years later, it's all true. It's all true. I mean, I was so blessed to be born into people that knew what was happening. I wasn't like bragging, oh, I was like going to meetings with like former head of Air Force weapons development, multi-star Marine Corps generals.
We've got a lot of folks work here at the office that were in the military, and some of them were, you know, involved in not just your standard special operations stuff, but some of the most elite groups out there. And the most elite of the most elite, highest level, we have it. I'm going to leave it at that. CIA, Dev Group, Delta Force, you name it, all of it, whole nine yards. Then I was talking to another insider who'd multiple times been around a bunch of Masons. I've had a lot of family that were high-level Masons. I don't hide that fact. I've had family that have been 33rd degree Masons. What do you think they discovered? I've got family on both sides involved in the founding of Texas. Lone Star State, you think I know about Masons? You know how many family aprons I've got in storage? You know, I have to probably say that I have major Masonic roots. A lot of my family, because Texas was pretty much Masonic through and through, was Masonic, high-level Masonic. And so undoubtedly, if you want to say it, I mean, I would say I come out of a classical Enlightenment family of what you would call real Illuminati, real Enlightenment. And I'll just say it here. When everybody asks me who I am, I'll tell you.
How did you get Donald Trump on your show?
I know folks that are part of Delta Force, and I know people that are part of covert action in the Defense Department and the CIA. And quite frankly, they've given me authorization to talk about this. Donald Trump was advised by the Special Forces Command out of Florida, the Delta Force Army Black Ops. They said, sir, you need to go with Alex Jones, and you need to rally the troops.
Don't think Trump just did this on his own. He was recruited by patriots and U.S. intelligence agencies, for a fact.
Of psychological operations of the CIA, they basically delivered the message to Trump with all the dossiers.
That's exactly what all our sources from the FBI and the Pentagon which means the CIA, CIA-connected Pentagon, that's special operations. That's what they told us. And these are the good guys that continue to give us good info. It doesn't mean the whole thing's good. There's another deep state that isn't out to get America, that realizes that we're the heart of the Renaissance. We need to be rebuilt, not sold out on the altar of globalism. I had the Secret Service call me yesterday, and it wasn't a secret meeting, but they want to come here, and it's total twilight zone, and want me to brief them. I remember like 18 years ago when I had NSA folks leaking me stuff, and then I got threatened, and then I had military people come around, and then CIA folks come around trying to recruit me. They said, listen, you could be a great, you know, accumulator with us, and we're really good guys and all this crap. Over the years, I've had a lot of Texas oil people contact me and want to try to help InfoWars. And I've never done it because I want to self-fund their operation. And I have that as an ace in the hole. You know, a lot of people that I can go to if I needed a lot of money. I might just go drive up to Cisco this weekend, take a few Army officers with me, and have a conversation with the billionaires that are financing you. Maybe show them some files, Shapiro. They ordered the Marine Corps wide, and then the Army not to watch Alex Jones videos. Well, suddenly, I was going from like 50 orders a day to 500 a day, and it was all going to Marine Corps bases and Army bases, because they'd have a colonel come in and go, we caught somebody looking at an Alex Jones video. America's robot designed. Who did it? Well, I did it. You got PT duty, and you got to run these laps, you little piece of crap. Nobody watches them, and then the colonel would go, there's five copies over there. I don't want any copies made of that. Do you understand? And I remember hearing that, and, like, Marines would show up. People I knew in the family were like, yeah.
When I'd be on the phone with some top retired general, I mean recently retired or high-level CIA people, current, former, or people in Hollywood or whatever, I used to think it was like a patronizing. Like, what do we do, Alex? We're waiting for you to lead, Alex. What are we supposed to do? What do we do?
And I also think there was some psyops by patriots inside. Congress said Saudi Arabia ran 9/11 and that bipartisanly the government stood down because of the embarrassment and covered it up. That's what I mean by 9/11 is an inside job.
Is it not enough that Israel had fingerprints all over 9/11?
So I've done the research. Israel could not carry out these attacks. And I, again, I'm just saying that on the record. I'm trying to go after who's guilty. I'll say who I believe did it, and all the evidence shows it. And it's Dick Cheney, it's people above him.
Folks always think that, well, they blew up the World Trade Centers to get the $7 billion in insurance money, or they did it to get the oil, or they did it to be able to invade the Middle East, or they did it for weapon sales, or they did it for opium, or they did it for Israel. It's all those reasons.
Who put together 9/11?
Saudi Arabia. The Muslims
hate
Muslims
themselves?
More than anybody. Hundreds of Israeli spies were arrested in and around 9/11. I've interviewed the sheriff who picked up the dancing Israelis, who it later turned out were Mossad. And we do know the moving company was a Mossad front.
9/11 was coordinated by Saudi Arabia and elements of the deep state.
But that goes further than the Israelis just piggybacking on a Muslim operation. And all I want is the truth.
And then I had this Mossad agent, who's one of the top guys in the country, whose cover is writing for a major magazine. And he gets there, and I go, I know this is really a visit from the Mossad. He goes, well, I'm sure, but I'm... Hey, well, how'd you know that? I'm not really doing an article. I just want to see what you're planning to do to Israel. And I'm just like, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against anybody. I'm against World War III. And so...
You're against men.
And I have this conversation. I go, look, I know not just Israel was involved in 9/11. I know a bunch of countries were. I think it's wrong that false flags are carried out. And as long as he knew it wasn't personal, he just ran off.
A lot of the wars, I mean, a lot of the stuff happening in the Middle East is because of the Israeli lobby, one of the most powerful in the United States. And then they brag about this. You know, it's called a conspiracy theory here in the U.S., but they've bought off a lot of the preachers to go spout this stuff. That's public. They have bragged, Ariel Sharon bragged that he owned our Congress. They have bragged, and then Haaretz and Jerusalem Post will jump up and down and say that the U.S. has got to do more to attack Iran and go into these other countries.
And you see the whole Islamic, through the culture, even through Hollywood, anti-Israel propaganda has become like mother's milk in this country, and it shows how the Islamists' brainwashing has worked so incredibly well. Just know this. Just know this. There's large elements of the Israel lobby trying to stabilize the United States and actually trying to stop the complete race war overthrow of the country.
Currently, the most powerful lobby is the Israeli lobby. I mean, there's really no debating that they run this administration more than any other special interest group. They've got the tentacles. They know where the bodies are
right.
buried.
That's right.
This was their war, and clearly at the expense of America's name, our treasure, and actually destabilizing the planet. A, why did Israel want this war? And then, B, why didn't people inside the CIA resign when they did see a bunch of dual citizen, well-known foreign Shin Bet and Mossad assets literally running the nuclear codes, everything?
You look at the globalists and the Islamists, they're the new game in town. They're the new boss. You move aside Israel.
The FBI and CIA handles and controls radical Islam. Yitzhak Rabin, right before he was assassinated by Mossad, who's a good man for telling the truth, said, I apologize, he said at Tel Aviv University, the Jerusalem Post reported, for the fact that Israel founded Hamas to destabilize the region so there can never be a true peace.
It's called choosing a side. And there's big money behind being anti-Israel.
And Israel's very corrupt, there's a lot of horrible things. They're very oppressive to their own people. But I do think it's always important to point out that in major polls, over half of the people that live in Israel are against what their government's doing and are upset about it. But then they're beaten back into submission by terror attacks that are stimulated by policies that are oppressive. But also, a lot of that is staged. That is, the terror groups are funded. The guy on the ground launching a rocket or blowing himself up doesn't even know it. But it has even come out in Israeli papers that the Israeli state, Shin Bet, mainly their internal security apparatus, has been, quote, creating fake al-Qaeda groups, quote, right-wing settlers have been caught planting bombs, detonating them.
Israel's not perfect. Israel has had some human rights abuses. Israel has, bombed civilian populations with high-tech weapons. But after they're attacked.
Then I learned that Israel would bomb Jewish synagogues in Turkey, Jewish synagogues in Iraq, synagogues, obviously they're Jewish, they're synagogues, in Spain in the 40s, 50s, 60s. I mean, this is mainstream news. This is admitted. Somebody ought to make a film about this. They've written books on it, and mainly it's Jewish writers who were just totally freaked out by this.
I'm not even on a side here. I'm just sitting here looking at Israel and just seeing online in the universities and the media just constantly bashing Israel.
But I just don't want to hear Israel bashed anymore.
What Israel's doing, we know that the king's a blackmail, and that all of this is a big blackmail against the Congress to get on board with another staged terror attack, but more importantly with the attack on Iran. Congressmen to become committee chairman basically have to take bribes and be corrupt like the mafia, or they don't let them into higher levels. And I just really see Israel becoming preeminent now. I think this is all Israel right now. And from the evidence, I'm sure they're using this as blackmail, as leverage against the Congress to totally submit. We know Israel's the king of blackmail. We know they blackmail Congress and the president all the time. And Israel is really trying to flex their muscles right now. They've always been very powerful, always very manipulative. But they're really trying to go for it all right now, and I think that's what's going to bring them down.
So all you Israel haters, you bought into mainly a bunch of globalist, Soros, left-wing garbage that's super popular with all the SJWs. They all hate Israel.
But the point is, Israel has such evil people.
Israel's not going anywhere. They got nuclear weapons, and they're not our enemy. Leave them alone.
So you need to understand, the people running Israel are diabolical, but they are controlled by the very same New World Order group.
And I expose the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all of it. And certainly the Rothschilds are Jewish and are at the very highest levels of the New World Order.
So you're saying Rothschilds are backing Trump versus the eugenics-based Rockefellers?
Exactly. If you kind of look at the people behind...
I got told that my CIA sources 3 years ago, they said, oh, you're bashing the Rothschilds. Watch what they're about to do. They're going to try to actually give wealth back to the people. Not because they're even good. They don't want a total worldwide bloodbath.
It's just that this time, their interests coincide with our interests.
Well, I know. You used to talk about how powerful the Muslims were, and I didn't believe it. But behind the scenes, They run the Federal Reserve, you name it, they're really coming after us. We know China owns the majority of our debt after the private Federal Reserve. We know they now own Hollywood. Now the communist Chinese basically run this country in the last 20 years until Trump showed up.
It was one thing with the last administration, and I was hoping it was a fluke and was going to stop. But, I mean, come on, folks. Every key person in the Bush administration and now in this next administration just so happened to be the sons and daughters of the founders of Israel and Mossad chiefs and people, and they're openly not even really U.S. citizens, and they openly are at the head of the table in anti-gun operations in the U.S. And I'm sick of it. I mean, Rahm Emanuel's been in the Israeli military. He gets up on news and says he's Israel first. And I've had enough of it. I mean, I am really getting sick of it. I am really getting tired of it. Now, I'm against Schwarzenegger being a foreigner, and he's over here anti-gun, and he also wants all these carbon taxes and the rest of it, so, you know, it's the same thing. I'm sick of it, but we don't have, you know, Austrians in every, you know, major power position.
Arabist brainwashing and other things in the media have really even gotten a lot of the conservative movement to obsess on Israel and become anti-Semitic, and it's just stupid.
It's one thing to have powerful elements of the Israeli lobby all over the Bush administration and to have them being, you know, some of the most energetic cheerleaders for the Patriot Act and torture and police state measures and warrantless spying. That's bad. But to now have Rahm Emanuel, whose father was one of the head terrorists that founded Israel, and Rahm Emanuel himself is in the Israeli military, Israeli intelligence, dual citizen. I mean, I'd be against having the chief of staff be British and openly have worked for the British government.
All the anti-Israel stuff, all of it, is all part of a larger globalist UN Sorosian program. And there's a lot of weird globalist propaganda as a litmus test to hate Israel.
And I know a lot of Jews in Israel hate what's happening, and it's diverse over there, but I know the Zionists are part of the New World Order and pushing it.
I've seen the jihadists and the Saudi Arabian money become so powerful in their influencing of Hollywood and the popular culture that they've basically gained the upper hand even against Zionism.
And in Haaretz, in the Jerusalem Post, in the agency French Press, these are the headlines. Obama's choice for chief of staff puts Israel's man in the White House. And that's the headline in Israel. You know, we run the White House. We've got the White House. I mean, but then as an American citizen, I'm not supposed to mention that.
And again, I'm proud to defend Netanyahu. He's got his own problems. He's done corrupt stuff. All sorts of things in wars and deals and even work, you know, in the fight with Syria. And I thought that was wrong. But he's under attack by the globalists. He's under attack by Soros, that means the Rothschilds, because they want Israel for their grand design, and they want to break it up.
Do you have to be an open, you know, Mossad officer, like Chertoff or Mukasey or Rahm Emanuel? I mean, do you have to be a foreigner to run our government? I mean, it's not enough that Israeli government runs the company that does 98% of caller ID and phone tracking in the nation. That's been mainstream news. Is it not enough that Israel has the sole contract to, quote, guard the nuclear weapons? Our own government doesn't even have control of them. Is it not enough that Israel had fingerprints all over 9/11?
Do I support Israel or don't I? And I've been very, very clear that I do support Israel.
I don't like the idiocy of people that are either for Israel or against Israel. So I've always tried to say I'm neutral.
I want to say this out in the open. I support the Jewish state of Israel.
The point is, I've been neutral in Israel.
I understand that you're pro-Israel. I look at this completely neutral and cold.
Everybody wants you to take sides. I'm on the Palestinian side or the Israeli side. The more you appease the Palestinians, the more they attack. Any Arab will tell you, or any Muslim will tell you, that Palestinians 24/7 are trying to take over your political process. And wherever they go, discord, terrorism starts.
They have been cowed. They are afraid because they know they'll be killed, they'll be set up, they'll be destroyed. They know that. This country is now under total darkness. This nation is now completely and totally under international crime syndicate control. a consortium of wicked robber barons, black nobility, that is the old royal families of Europe, intermarried and interbred with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. I mean, go read the newspapers. That's all admitted right there. They don't even hide this stuff. And so if Agency French Press and Jerusalem Post can run headlines with that Israel's man in the White House, I mean, go read it for yourself up on InfoWars.com, PrisonBottom.com. I would be against that, period. Having these people openly say, oh, I work for the Mossad. I mean, the Attorney General, Mukasey, the Homeland Security Director, Chertoff, his mother and father, both founders of Israel and Mossad. He openly says, Israel first.
China is in control of everything in America but the military. Some of the courts and the states. It is a fact.
The globalists have got the power.
What?
The globalists have got the power.
They do. And you know who the global, I mean, you know, yeah. And it's going to be the next several years are going to be very interesting. And it's just like, you know, you're hinting around at is that the political Zion is absolutely, totally controlled. The presidency and Washington. And it's even difficult to talk about on this show.
Because, we do now, but, you know.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't even do any good. I mean, it's just, you know. Here we go.
Okay.
They're thrilled we're going to break the news on Alex Jones InfoWars. And that comes directly from a source who's really above Mossad and the intelligence structure in Israel.
Yeah, so folks are really getting things raw here on air now.
Yeah, and so this is really, I mean, this is coming in as we're talking.
Yeah, and then I had MI6 show up and all the rest of the stuff. What I want people to know is, then I had the CIA multiple times with reporters as cover. And then they sit there when there's no recording and just go, yeah, I'm here for the CIA to ask you, please stop doing this. And Obama would really like it if you'd stop. Well, I had one guy get on his knees, okay, and beg me to stop doing what I'm doing. Basically, because we don't want to kill you.
Joe Rogan, my good buddy.
How many fake conspiracy theorists do you believe are actually employed by the government to make conspiracy theorists look ridiculous?
We put on the defensive against the federal government every single time, be it the FCC coming to town and trying to shut down our local micro broadcaster, be it the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration coming to town and trying to shut down and train the police officers to do blood withdrawals.
Get away with your activities. You are not going to get away.
Hey, ladies, the Second and First Amendment. Get the hell out of my face.
I'm here to tell you.
Is that once they cause all the infighting and division and problems, then everyone spends their time on that, and then you can't expand your organizations.
The freedom movement divided in Austin.
You have never had more solid evidence that Alex Jones is working for the bad guys than right here, right now. Because what he's doing, he's coming to a peaceful rally. He's trying to stir up violence.
Hey, I'll say it. Palin's a lot better than Jeb Bush or Chris Christie. She's the real deal. Pro-government bailout, pro-New World Order, anti-gun candidate. That's all you need to know about Sarah Palin. I mean, Sarah Palin is so much better. Obama's a puppet. Sarah Palin's a puppet. She'd make a hell of a VP. That's a winning ticket right there. That's how they keep Republicans and Democrats on the reservation as moron, idiot slaves.
It's going to be the age of humankind standing up for something pure and something right.
What a bunch of garbage, liberal, Democrat, conservative, Republican. It's all there to control you. Two sides of the same coin.
Two management teams getting for control the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated.
Where did Substance D come from? Why can't we stop it? The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose, the more Substance D is on our streets.
It's time to realize that we're being enslaved. Uh-oh, it's our tax dollars at work. Protect us from ourselves. Hey, guys, I used to be one of you. Stop selling out your own species.
I want everybody to go to my website right now and buy my newest DVD, The Conspiracy, How the Global Elite Pays Me to Make the Liberty Movement Look Insane. That's right, people. I'm an astroturfer. I'm not here to help things. I'm here to make activists look like freaks. I take viable issues of real concern and make them sound as ridiculous as possible. just like all the other bobbleheads out there. I'm here to distract you, you morons, and keep you fighting about nonsense. And I get paid to do it. If you can't tell, this is all an act. It's a shtick. That's why I act all crazy and shit. Flailing my arms and my neck like this.
Okay, let's go ahead now and take another call from Ronnie in Texas. You're on the air, Ronnie. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Briefly, me and Oswald and Ruby all lived in Oak Cliff at the time, and I've made it my business to try to learn as much as I could all these many years, and I really appreciate your guests there, and it's not no disrespect to them, but there's another great expert. That is, of course, Michael Collins Piper from the American Free Press, who wrote Final Judgment, the book that shook up my world and changed my life, and ended up the real evidence from others. He didn't add any evidence of his own, but it points the finger of guilt directly to Israeli founder and first prime minister David Ben-Gurion and the Israeli organized crime family, godfather of all godfathers, Meyer Lansky and his gang.
And so no involvement, well, hold on just a second, but no involvement, though, by the president or the U.S. government or anybody that covered it up. It's just all only Israel, then.
No. My line about that is not who was involved, who wasn't involved. They involved everybody. They had the Dallas cops. They had, you know, Johnson was probably involved. Who knows? But there's so many fingers of guilt in that on that thing. But and one of the main points that's been left out of everybody's book is that JFK smoked pot. He smoked pot. One of his early girlfriends, one of those girlfriends, made testimony about that, and then it was just kind of ignored.
Okay, let me just stop you right there. I believe I've even heard Jim, because we're all friendly here, but I think I've even heard Jim attacked before by other people for not saying it's all Israel or something. Jim and Robert Grudden, what's your take on this whole Israel thing? I'm certainly not saying that Israel didn't do a lot of bad things, but how much evidence is it that Israel ran the killing of JFK?
Well, none at all. Go ahead, Robert.
None at all.
Right. This is
an anti-Semitic situation that began ago and detracts from where the real evidence is.
The thing is, Israel did not have the power to subvert the Secret Service, the CIA, the FBI, the U.S. military. Although I will say this, people, when you talk about Israel involvement in the Kennedy assassination, if you're looking at it at a lower level, that's really not even possible, as I just said. But if you look at it from the highest level, the people who created the State of Israel, Lord Rothschild is considered the father of modern Israel. And when you look at the people who created Zionism, who then created the State of Israel, who then created communism in Russia, who then created National Socialism or the Nazis in Germany, then you realize these are the same people who are the power structure, the true power structure, the United States. And yes, they at least had to acquiesce in the assassination of President Kennedy.
And there's claims that he wouldn't give yours. There's claims he wouldn't give nukes to Israel, and
that's true.
And that's what happened. You know, I would interview those people. It's just folks have been too nasty to me when I'm just open and friendly. Like if it's a Tex Mars or somebody, we just have them on because they're friendly. It'd be like if a neighbor ran up and threw paint on your face and said, you didn't invite me over for tea. And I'm like, well, if I'd have known you wanted to come over for tea, I would have had you over for tea, but you've thrown paint on me. I'm not going to have you on now. Okay, you know what, guys? I'm going to twist your arms. Go to the bottom of the hour. One more five-minute segment with both of you because I want to go to David, Tim, and Josh and others. We'll be right back. In fact, I'm going to talk behind scenes right now with them for everybody watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Gentlemen, we're still on the web right now. You're game to come in and do five more minutes, right?
Yes, sure.
No, I'm leaving right this minute.
Well,
no, I'll stick with you.
Well, Jim, I know you're a busy guy. You got your mom to take care of. What, she's 94 now?
Yep. 94.
94, and I mean, I know how it is to have places to go and people to see and things to do, my friend.
No, I'll hang on. My voice seems to be holding out, so I'll give it
a shot. Whatever's in the air. I mean, I've had a chest cold for like 2 weeks.
Right, me too.
And everybody else I know, so it's just why I'm constantly pausing and can't seem to be as articulate or silver-tongued as I normally am because I'm fighting hacking every 5 seconds. In fact, that feels better. Oh, there we go. But I do appreciate both of you coming on today. We're on the web right now, and of course it's a fraction of our audience, but in the aggregate, it turns out, I think, overall being bigger than even the live radio show. So why don't you guys take a few minutes out to talk more about your books and videos right now?
Well, my book, my new book, maybe I'm being self-centered with this, but I think that virtually everybody who wants the older books already has them. When the new one comes out, it's going to be all brand new stuff, 800 photographs, and all the information about it will be on my website, jfkmurder.com.
So it's going to be the Rosetta Stone.
Take the time away from Jim right now. I'll just leave it with that.
So it's going to be the Rosetta Stone.
I certainly think so. There's a lot of stuff in there. We've got tons of new photographic evidence that no one even suspected existed before. And it's going to open up a lot of people's eyes. If anyone can look at the new book and doubt the fact that there was a conspiracy, they're so close-minded, nothing will get through.
Kevin, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Calling about Sandy Hook. Basically, my take on it is I live about 50 miles from Newtown, and the whole thing is pretty much the next step in reality TV, because with other false flags like 9/11 or Oklahoma City or the Boston bombing, at least something happened. With Sandy Hook, there's no there. You've got a bunch of people walking around a parking lot. It's pretty much what it comes down to, and none of the
evidence. No, I've had the investigators on. I've had the state police have gone public, you name it. The whole thing is a giant hoax. And the problem is, how do you deal with a total hoax? I mean, how do you even convince the public something's a total hoax?
Very hard, because, you know, anytime I talk about this issue with people, you know, you get criticized, blackballed, ridiculed, called every name in the book, or they respond with the magic words they were saying on TV. There's no statement more proof positive of somebody who's been brainwashed by that stuff, mainstream media, than those words they were saying on TV. Well, I always tell people the same thing. Go out and prove the official story. And I knew the millisecond this happened with that now fake picture of the kids being let out of the school, that there's nothing that's going to sell this agenda like dead elementary school kids.
Well, that's right. The general public doesn't know the school was actually closed the year before. They don't know they've sealed it all, demolished the building. They don't know that they had the kids going in circles in and out of the building as a photo op, blue screen, green screens they got caught using. I mean, the whole thing. But remember, this is the same White House that's been caught running the fake bin Laden raid that's come out and been faked. It's the same White House that got caught running all these other fake events over and over again. And it's the same White House that says, I never said that you could keep your doctor, when he did say you could keep your doctor. People just instinctively know that there's a lot of fraud going on. But it took me about a year with Sandy Hook to come to grips with the fact that the whole thing was fake. I mean, even I couldn't believe it. I knew they jumped on it, used the crisis, hyped it up. But then I did deep research, and my gosh, it just pretty much didn't happen. Unbelievable. Stay with us.
We've had a video received in evidence of you stating your belief at that time that no one died at Sandy Hook, that the whole thing was fake. Do you understand, as you sit here today, how crazy that is?
I have said before that there have been so many lies and so many things in the past, and I was under a lot of pressure. And I truly, when I said those statements, when I say something, I mean it, that I really could believe that it was totally staged at that point. And I was basing that off of really Steve Buchanan, who has been a very prestigious person.
Do you understand now that it was absolutely irresponsible of you to do that?
It was, especially since I've met the parents. And it's 100% real, as I said on the radio yesterday, and as I said here yesterday. It's 100% real. And the media still ran with lies that I was saying it wasn't real on air yesterday. It's incredible. They won't let me take it back. They just want to keep me in the position of being the Sandy Hook man.
I do have an apology to do today. I was wrong about Alex Jones. A bunch of people told me that he was a shill, and I backed him, and I was like, no, he's a good guy. No, total shill. So I apologize. I should have listened to you guys. He's terrible. Like, legitimately laughable. Like, he won't even have me on now because of the Jew talk. Alex Jones. Such a shill. I even texted him today. I said, when no one stood up for you and everyone treated you like garbage, I went on your show to circle the wagons. When you were flipping out about Rogan, I had your back. I said, you should sell your bridge burning business. You'll make more money than your fake boner pills. He was like, well, we should talk. No, 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 no. You are a disgusting little weasel. So for all the people out there that told me, I believe in people until I don't. That's just something you have to understand about me. Rogan Retribution? No, it's because of Jew talk. He's funded by Jews. Like, that's the fact. The fact that I make fun of Jews makes him... When I was doing his show, he had callers call, and one of the guys said, Owen, I'm a big fan of you. Alex will never touch this topic. I don't know why, but can you talk about Israel and why the Congress is being taken over by Israel? And I was like, sure. Alex heard that. I'm never allowed back on again. Am I sad? No. I'm just always learning. You know, when people told me that my former best friend, Eric Nimmer, didn't actually have brain cancer and was never in the military, I said, no, I stand behind the thousands of dollars I've paid for his cancer treatment. And then I found out that he was a liar, and I've never talked to him since. That's how I roll, man. I'm not suspicious of people until they do something to me. It's just the way I roll, or else I wouldn't be able to function. I have to operate without fear. So, my bad about Alex. I mean, he's absolutely bought and sold. Just bought and sold, baby. And when I went on Alex Jones, here's a little inside info. Steven Crowder was like, do not go on Alex Jones. He's a kook. He's a weirdo. It'll bring your name through the mud. Don't go on Alex Jones. You don't want to be associated with that. And I said, no, it's important that we stand behind people being deplatformed. He had just been deplatformed. And because Hollywood people said the same thing about Steven Crowder. Don't go on Steven Crowder or else you'll never be invited to the parties. He's a alt-right Nazi. I said, no, Steven Crowder's a good guy. So the same thing happened with Alex. I did Alex. I stood by Alex. I was a very good part. I guest hosted for $0. I never got paid $1 from Alex Jones. Oh, you're obsessed with money. No, I'm explaining to you that I was never motivated by money ever once with Alex Jones. I would host 1 hour every other week for him. I never got paid $1. He sold people boner pills. Literally boner pills. So, yeah, I mean, the fact that now he's saying that I'm toxic, that I can't be allowed on. And do I feel bad? No, it's a revealer. He's terrible. And, you know, you can still like him if you want. I don't care. I really don't. Some people are like, Big Bear, I know I'm going to hear this. Big Bear, I still like Alex, but I also like you. What do I do? Like both of us. Who cares? You know, you can like Biggie and Tupac. And I'm not even starting a feud with the guy. He's so short and fat and dumb and drunk that, like, I don't. It's just he would call me and rant about Joe Rogan saying he's a Satanist and he works for the CIA. And I would just sit there. One time I was having a meal with my family and I said, listen, I told my wife, I was like, I just have to just give me a minute. He's my friend. He seems like unhinged. And so I listened to Alex rant on and on and on about Joe Rogan being a Satanist because I thought he needed it. And then he turned on me just because I make fun of Jews. So, and I was, when people would attack Alex, I was very decisively standing up for Alex, and I apologize. You guys were right. All the thousands of people that said Alex Jones is a shill, he's a sad little man, he's a liar. I said, no, he's not. Just because we disagree on things doesn't mean anything. No, he's a bad dude. Bad dude. So, my bad. Can you talk about something other than other grown men? Ah, well, now you're banned. Oh, that's one thing. You know, they took away. What would you like to talk? Okay. Other grown men, like what? Like Aristotle? You know, you want to talk about history? Want to talk about Trump-Russia collusion? What about Epstein? Everything is grown adult men. No. You want to talk about young girls? You psycho. Now you're gone. Grown adult men. Yeah, that's called the people who make history, who run countries, who run banks, who start wars. It's all grown adult men. I don't talk about little children. And I don't talk about women typically because I'm married and women should be with kids. Why the hell would I talk about women? I felt it was my duty to let people know about Alex. I don't like to let that stuff go because the omission would be an endorsement. And people look to me for guidance these days because so many people are shills and liars that me endorsing Alex and then not letting you guys know the reality of Alex Jones is wrong. And I don't want to start more internet beef, but I couldn't just be like, I couldn't just let that go. He's as bad as it gets. Like, he's a backstabber to a degree that, like, no one would support him, and I did. And because a comedian is mocking Jews and pointing out the reality of Israel, Alex fucking the Frogs Are Gay Jones won't let me on his show anymore because I'm toxic. And I know, you know, he's got some real personal problems, you know. People hate him. He's lonely. But that doesn't mean anything. I've been hated. I've been lonely. But he's in a bad spot. Who's not in a bad spot? Hey, look, this is my son painting, looking out over our meadow. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Vice says, science says having a kid is one of the crappiest things that can happen to you. By the way, if Vice was a person, I'd beat them to death and bury them under my fence. People robbing others of the joy of parenthood is as evil as it gets. Like, I don't think Alex Jones is evil. I think he's pathetic. I think he's a sad, old, pathetic liar who's obsessed with money. Obsessed. Dude, those pills. Guys, come on. Just grow your own food. Fucking boner pills. I mean, he seriously sells boner pills. And then Joe Rogan sells the boner pumps. So together, they just get dudes hard and get them to come. That's real. So I just thought he was a free speech guy in a time of tyranny. And he also takes the Lord's name in vain. He said Jesus Christ told him to take down Joe Rogan. No, he's using all that to make money with clicks. He used me for money. He never paid me 1 cent. I don't operate for money, as you can see by my constant demonetizations. So, but the beauty is shekels make shackles, Alex. And I'm not shackled. I'm not a sad little man in Austin doing a fake Southern accent and talking about Jesus Christ in a blasphemous way. That's blasphemous. Saying God damn it when you stub your toe is not blasphemous. Saying Jesus Christ told you to take down Joe Rogan, and then you guys are butt-munching each other 2 weeks later, and you're bragging about how much money you made off it, that's called blasphemy. That's a mortal sin. That's called taking the Lord's name in vain. Saying that God sent you to do something, and really it's just to profit money and fame. How disgusting of a man can you be? It's just, you told me he was in the CIA and he was a Satanist. And now you guys are butt fucking each other.